What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here today. We're talking about immigration. And before we hit our station identification, we're talking about how none of the migrants who were arrested during that clash with the border security are going to be prosecuted. Two of them were referred for prosecution, but were basically prosecution was dropped because they had medical issues. And this is a big problem. According to Tijuana health officials, one third of the migrants in that caravan are being treated for health issues, respiratory infections, tuberculosis, chickenpox. So you've got 6,000 migrants, and basically 2,200 of them are being treated for these issues. There are 3 confirmed cases of tuberculosis, 4 cases of HIV/AIDS, 4 separate cases of chickenpox. At least 101 migrants have lice and multiple instances of skin infections. And here is the problem. They're all being put into this little tiny area where they can infect each other. And then when they get into the United States, they can infect us. This is not about human rights or migrant. This is a public health crisis in the making. But that has not stopped his popeness from getting on out and calling on migrants to flood the United States. Forget national security. We need more Catholics in those churches. We've got to make bail here. Apparently another archdiocese declared bankruptcy because of the sex scandals here. Now, Trump is expected to extend the stay of the U.S. troops deployment to the Mexico border into January, and I think it's going to be necessary because whoever is setting up these migrants, they're still coming. These caravans, they're still coming. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, as I mentioned, I think it was yesterday, the good news is because of all the illness, the cramping, now it's rainy and muddy on top of everything else, a lot of these Central American migrants have decided to call it off. They don't want to wait for the legal asylum process, and they're going back home. Now, when this caravan first started up, there was a video that showed people literally handing out cash to the migrant caravan, the people who were walking in the caravan. So maybe they just figured the money just ran out. And they're going to go back home here. Now, again, Sunday, there was this confrontation between the migrant caravan that the liberals are just gushing over. Oh, aren't they so sweet? And things got violent. Migrants threw rocks and projectiles at the Border Patrol. One San Diego agent said the group, which is made up mostly of men, were using women and children as human shields. Now, the corporate media tried to downplay the violence and say, oh, this is all Trump's fault. How dare you use the tear gas? Forgetting that the Obama administration did exactly the same thing. So last Monday, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen released a statement to basically lay out 6 points relating to the caravan, its makeup, and its purpose, and to dispel myths being promulgated in the corporate media. The first myth, of course, is the caravan isn't violent. Obviously, they are. And Nielsen said what happened on Sunday was entirely predictable, that the caravan had been attacking border police in Mexico and other Central American countries. When they came into Mexico, they absolutely bloodied up those Mexican police. So yeah, they're violent. And what corporate media is trying to get on out there is saying that, well, just because you've attacked law enforcement with rocks and sticks and broken bottles, it doesn't mean they're inherently violent. The caravan is large and organized. It's far larger and more organized than previous ones, with upwards of 8,500 members currently in Tijuana and Mexicali. And she made mention, of course, that there are these other caravans making their way to the borders. The other thing that she pointed on out is that, by and large, the caravan members are not eligible for asylum. The corporate media and the liberals are out there saying the caravan is full of abused women and children fleeing violence and seeking asylum, despite there actually being a process to seek asylum already in place. And no, it does not involve just stepping over the border. Historically, less than 10% of those who claim asylum from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are found eligible for asylum. 90% are not. Most of these migrants are coming up here to seek jobs, or they're trying to reunite with family in the U.S., which have already gotten on in. And these migrants have refused to seek protection in Mexico or with a UN refugee agency. They just want to come here. And yes, some of them are criminals. And again, the caravan members are largely male, young males. And apparently, when an MSNBC anchor tried to tee up to a reporter to confirm the caravan was full of women and children, the reporter had to admit it was mostly made up of men because they were right behind him here. And yes, there are criminals among the caravan members. They caught another MS-13 guy the other day who was very open about it. Yes, MS-13, I'm going to get into the United States and I'm going to make a name for myself. And I don't think he's going to do that by being the fastest folder of pizza boxes or something. And apparently the Department of Homeland Security has confirmed the presence of additional criminals. There are apparently over 600 known convicted criminals traveling with the caravan. These are people convicted for assault, battery, drug crimes, burglary, rape, child abuse, and more. And apparently 100 of the caravan members were actually arrested in Mexico for crimes in that country. And nobody was killed or injured during the violence on Sunday. Corporate media was out there trying to say, oh, you risk wounding all these people. And she also made a point that I think we need to remember. If you are concerned about children who are at risk of being injured crossing the border, then don't cross the border. It's the parents' fault. The parents have made a choice to take their children across a border, knowing it is illegal, knowing it's probably defended, knowing they're going to run into tear gas. When you see that one picture that got used all over the place about that woman with the two kids and everything, I blame her. If she did not want her children to be gassed with tear gas, she should not have been there. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in New Jersey, their Attorney General, Gerber S. Gruel, has ordered county sheriffs to ignore immigrations and customs enforcement detainers if a local judge orders the release of a suspected illegal immigrant who's been charged with a crime. Gruel is also prohibiting police and jail operators from holding a detainee arrested for a minor crime past the time he or she would otherwise be released from custody simply because ICE has submitted an immigration detainer. Not only that, he forbade them from even notifying ICE of their release. These are all Title VIII violations. And it's creating a schism between the states and the federal government. Now, somebody went on out from the Conservative Tribune, Cillian Zeal, went on out to do a man-on-the-street interview asking millennials what they thought about the idea of birthright citizenship. What was really kind of alarming initially is that a lot of them didn't really understand what it was. But once they found out that Trump wanted to end it, they were absolutely in favor of it. Not because they understood what it meant, or what it did, but only because if Trump was going to end it, then they wanted it to go on. That's a very bad way to have politics running in your country, that you make your decisions on policy and agenda because of who supports it and your personal animosities or likes. The United States government is not a social club. It's supposed to be a government. And it's very alarming to see the millennial generation. And yes, it's the fault of Common Core education and pop culture. But they're making all their choices based on their gut emotions. Over in Great Britain, the furor over Brexit is still going on. And apparently Theresa May's Brexit deal was torn apart at the Commons. So they're going back to re-announce it, pre-announce it, and just keep trying to push it on out there. Until people are so tired of it, they're just going to let it walk on through. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen at all. People are getting very angry. Nigel Farage has congratulated, tongue-in-cheek, Barnier on beating Britain in the Brexit talks at a half-empty European Parliament as the EU insists no other deal is possible than the one put together by Theresa May. And Farage warned the deal is so loathed in Britain that it does not stand a chance of getting backed by MPs, and Britain could be set to crash out without a deal at all. Unless, of course, Europe decides they're going to invade, and maybe that's the reason that France and Germany have been talking about a unified European army. So Farage was saying, Theresa May's deal is a good deal for the European Union. For the United Kingdom, it's probably the worst deal in history. Now, the EU lawyers have gone down another tack, and they're arguing that Britain cannot leave, cancel Brexit without the bloc's consent in order to prevent political chaos from engulfing the Union. So now the EU is saying, they're going to have to go through with it. And what's going on here is I think they're tired of putting up with the British spirit of independence, but they still want Theresa May's deal. So that's what they're pushing for. You're going to leave. You have to go through with Brexit, but we get Theresa May's deal, which means we get your money and we get to mess around with you as much as we would like here. Now, BBC, the network that reported on the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7, 26 minutes before it actually happened, has been caught out again with fake news. Apparently, they had this vicar who was staunchly defending Theresa May's Brexit deal on Monday's Newsnight program, and it turned out she's a paid actor. Now, she's claiming to have been a vicar, to have been ordained someplace in some little parish, but her day job is acting, and her real name is Marina Hayter. On BBC, urging viewers to have faith in the government. They know far more about what's going on than we do. That's one of the biggest lies that governments tell their people. There are days I feel that we here in the independent media have a better handle on what's going on. Speaking of Great Britain, British cops have found a new way to fine motorists. They've come up with a new idea. Fining motorists for using their cell phones while the car is stationary. Even if your car is at a standstill, the cops will write you a ticket for 200 British pounds. Actually, they do that here in Hawaii. There was a big stink about it. Happened a few years back along Ala Moana Boulevard. There'd been a water main break and traffic was absolutely stopped. People were turning off the car engines. Why waste the gasoline? And they got out their smartphones. But it is illegal to use a smartphone behind the wheel of a car. It's a $300 fine. And the cops just walked down the line of cars writing out these tickets. Now, the state of Indiana is up at the U.S. Supreme Court and Indiana's Solicitor General is trying to make a case of being allowed to confiscate or forfeit very expensive cars over very minor crimes. And the specific case here had to do with a $42,000 Land Rover taken from Tyson Timms, who sold less than $400 worth of drugs. And basically, this is against the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment bans excessive fines. But apparently, Indiana's Solicitor General came on out and said, it doesn't apply here. This is a state issue, and it doesn't apply here. And so we can forfeit luxury cars going just 5 miles over the speed limit. So Justice Stephen Breyer asked Solicitor Fisher, Thomas Fisher, if a state needing revenue says anyone who speeds has to forfeit the Bugatti, the Mercedes, or a Ferrari. And apparently Fisher said, yeah. So, what this country has become. Anyway, over in Niagara Falls on the Canadian side, there are two separate investigations underway into an altercation, which is Canadian for a fight, between two Niagara Regional Police officers that resulted in one of them shooting the other and putting them in the hospital. So instead of banning guns, let's ban police. They seem to be more dangerous than ordinary people here. Down in Chicago, good news for a lot of car owners down there. They are dismissing some 23,000 outstanding duplicate vehicle sticker tickets and will refund motorists who have already paid for an additional 12,000 duplicates dating to the early 1990s. Apparently, you have to have a little piece of colored sticky paper on your car, and if you don't, you get a ticket. And if you still don't have it, you got another ticket. But Chicago decided, no, you got your one ticket, that's it. Violates the principle of double jeopardy. So that was a good one there. This next story, this is right out of what's gone wrong with liberalism. And it involves a female Harvard student who had a Make America Great Again hat. And she was sharing a house with these other six roommates. And all of a sudden, she comes back to her dorm, if you will, the apartment, from a weekend trip and was confronted by her roommates who asked if she had guns in the house. And after this Layla Perney said, why is this an issue? The six roommates admitted that while she was gone, they had searched the apartment looking for guns. Why did they do that? Well, because she had a Make America Great Attack, Great Again hat on, and she's from Alabama. And so this student said, why don't you just call me and ask me before intruding? And then one of the roommates said that fear took over her body. And the firearms are legally owned. They're properly registered. They're kept locked up. They even had the local police come on over and verify everything was in compliance. And these six roommates are saying that this girl, Layla, has to move out because they're just not comfortable with guns in the house. They're traumatized. They can't ever understand why Layla would want to have a gun. Well, because Layla was in an abusive relationship. More about this when we come on back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this story where there's this female Harvard student who shared a house with 6 other roommates. She went away on a weekend trip. When she came on back, the roommates asked if she had guns, which she did. And she said, why is this an issue? What? And it turned out the 6 roommates had searched this girl's apartment while she was gone. Didn't ask her if she had guns, didn't say, you know, let's be reasonable. They basically took it upon themselves to go into her apartment and search through all the drawers and under the bed and in the closet until they found the guns. And they did it solely because this student had a Make America Great Again hat and was from the South. Well, of course you're going to have guns. You're from the South. Well, I'm from New England. New Englanders all have guns too. But here's the point. You see the double standard at work there. Forget about the Second Amendment. Forget about a right to privacy. We, the liberals, have a right to go into anybody's place of residence and inspect it to make sure it doesn't have anything that might make us uncomfortable, which was really what the issue was. They're not comfortable being in a house with guns. Now, this student had guns because she had been in an abusive relationship. And she was trained to use them. They're properly registered. They're kept under lock and key. They're perfectly safe. And these six roommates basically went to the owner of the building and demanded that either this student with the guns be forced to move out, which would incur significant expense, or they would all move out as a unit, which meant that the girl with the guns would then have to come up with the rent for the entire house, which was something like $6,000 a month. So you can see, this is the way liberals think. I have a right to go in and inspect your life at any time for anything. And if you've got something that makes me uncomfortable, you have to get rid of it or you have to leave. What if you're made uncomfortable by jelly donuts? Do I have to move out for that? You know, what if you had an eating disorder when you were a kid and I show up, you know, with an angel food cake? Am I the one who has to leave? You see how ridiculous this is all getting? And we do see that, where the liberals just have this idea. It's okay for us to just peek at people and violate their privacy and everything because we have rights. We have the right to never be exposed to anything that we would be uncomfortable about. Well, you know, maybe not breaking into her room and searching it in the first place might have been a good idea. And if you think that one is bizarre, down at Oakland University, their response to school shooting is to give their faculty hockey pucks. No, this is not The Onion. According to the university's police chief, the program stemmed from an idea raised during an active shooter training session. And somebody made the comment that they had once been struck in the head with a hockey puck and caused a fair amount of damage. And it might be an effective way of taking down a gunman. And these people are teaching our kids? First of all, the reason a hockey puck can cause a lot of damage is it's being flung at a high rate of speed because of the hockey stick, which I don't see these teachers carrying around with them all day long. And of course, being able to aim a hockey puck takes a great deal of skill and training. But they actually came up with this idea. And it's ridiculous. You have, like, the Department of Homeland Security. Try and stab the shooter with scissors. That's their advice. Okay, over at the University of California at Santa Cruz, Professor Ryan Coonerty, who's also a former Democratic mayor of Santa Cruz, California, assigned his students an essay featuring a character named Donald Rump, a clear play on the president's name. And Coonerty teaches a course called Problems in Constitutional Law, Free Expression. And the essay accounts for 1/3 of the students' final grades. So basically, the essay prompts features Donald Rump, who is described as being known to target women, minorities, and the disabled. And the students are required to analyze a hypothetical scenario in which a student-run group titled Students for Offensive Speech invites a controversial reality TV star to the campus for a speech. In other words, they're just going to play fantasies about, you know, getting Donald Trump to admit that he does things they don't like. It really is absurd here. Okay, artist Kiana McMillan is a feminist, and she claims that women who dress as women are victims of the patriarchy. Does that mean that men who dress like men are victims of the matriarchy? I mean, sometimes girls like to dress like girls. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is running a story about riding the wave about all the California GOP strongholds that fell to Democrats or are falling to Democrats. And Ann Coulter was absolutely right. It's because of all the immigrants coming into this country who are always going to vote Democratic because they get free stuff. We're in the bread and circuses phase of our nation's decline. All right, we've got a caller on the line, James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu. Ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
おはようございます。私元気です。 First and foremost, I hope Claire is doing well. You said that she messed her back up or something like that a little bit.
Yeah,
so
she took a fall. She took a fall, and so it's a bit of a setback for us. But she's doing a lot better now than back when she took the fall, which was just about a week ago. And so as soon as I'm off the radio show, I'm going to wrap her in bubble wrap and just take care of her for the weekend.
Bubble wrap and a massage. That's what you have to do to be a romantic husband, Michael.
Yeah, but there are some complications there having to do with exactly how she took the fall.
I'm at the point now where
I have to like take red and green paint and mark where I can touch her and where I can't.
Yeah, I understand. But I wish her the best. Yeah, you talked about that the Harvard roommate that was being searched. You know, in the 80s when I was in university in Montreal, I experienced the same exact thing. I had some roommates search my place when I went away for American Thanksgiving, and I found half of my marijuana gone. So I kind of understand.
I think that Harvard student should have filed charges for unlawful entry, an attempted burglary or something like that, because we can't have this attitude of, you know, because we're liberal and we're morally superior to you, and we have the right to just come on in and be like big brother, or in this case, big sisters, and make sure you are living your life the way we think you should live it.
And I also had like a big argument with an ex-girlfriend of mine who was living with a guy, and she asked me, what do I think of him? And I said, I think he's a very nice gay man. And I got very angry at her when she searched his room when he was gone and found a lot of gay porn magazines under his bed. So I completely understand all that type of stuff. I want to talk about economy a little bit. Last time I talked to you, I mentioned that oil was dropping. I think it dropped about 7% in that day, and it dropped like 7% again a couple days before that. And thanks to your advice, I got out of my refinery. I saved a lot of money. I got to write a check for you for the donation. But I think it's very important time right now, this, I guess, upcoming dinner that's going to happen soon with Trump and Xi. And it's going to be very interesting, because I think it's going to really tell how the stock market is going to progress.
Well, there's the other thing to keep an eye on, of course, is the Fed is talking about there will be a rate increase next month, and that's probably going to put the stock market back into turmoil. And they had kind of a good day today. It wasn't really great, but the Dow ended up about 200.
Yeah, they said they're probably going to raise, but then they expressed a desire for it to be like neutral. So you might get one more. So it's basically, I believe, it's going to depend on this China stuff. And for some reason, I think the China tariffs are really good for America. Like, you used to talk about Russia and how when everybody was excluding them from trade deals, that they became more self-sufficient. And I think really America also needs to become more self-sufficient, even if there's some short time pain.
Well, I would agree with you, but I think it could have been handled better. The fact is that America's manufacturing and agriculture weren't adequately prepared to step on in and fill the gaps when the tariffs started making these foreign products more expensive. And that's why these foreign products are still being bought. And we're seeing this domino effect hitting like the car industry and the food industry. We're seeing huge numbers of farms declaring bankruptcy. And it wasn't planned out properly. It's almost like these days in Washington, somebody just gets a good idea that sounds good on TV. You know, we're going to tariff China and bring the jobs back. Yes, that sounds good. Let's get out on the 6 o'clock news. They don't actually think it out. Or if there is anybody in Washington, D.C. who's actually looking at the ramifications and how it might evolve, they're not being listened to.
Yeah, the agriculture industry is very messed up right now. It's very hard. But I think it's that might be a little more due to GMO products in addition, as well as what's going on with China. But the car industry is very messed up. And, you know, I think that the car industry, they probably could have planned everything better as, America's starting to make steel again. But still, the prices are going up because everything is manufactured abroad and sent in, from China. So Americans are going to suffer, some pain. But, I just think in the long run, it'll be better, just to have to do this.
Well,
because you just can't keep it letting going on and on.
It's easy to look back in hindsight, although a lot of people have been saying this all along. We should not be spending trillions of dollars bringing death to the rest of the world. We should have been investing that in our infrastructure, which is in terrible, terrible condition. And you need that infrastructure to support industry, to get the products from the manufacturers to distribution to the markets. And that's all been allowed to rot away. And unfortunately, now that money is gone and we're not going to get it back. And that's why the U.S. government appears to have reached the conclusion they have to go all the way and get the world back to using the U.S. dollar or collapse in the process. And I think it's going to be the latter one.
Well, I agree with that. And Michael, thanks for talking to me. And I wish you and Claire a great weekend. Keep up the good work.
Really need it. We need the rest. It's been a heck of a week, and it's only going to get worse here. And we have apparently thunderstorms coming on in, so it's going to be a wet night at home. Anyway, James, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and thanks, switch over Mike. To Jerry in Toronto. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'd like to make you and listeners aware about future data breach at the Marriott International Hotel chain at the Starwood reservation and guest desk, potentially exposing about half a billion customers to ID theft globally.
Yeah, we talked about this middle of the week.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of your program, doing excellent job. Appreciate whatever you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay, getting on back to the weird world of liberalism. Over in Chicago, there is a transgender woman named B. Sullivan Knopf who is now suing the city because it won't permit a performance in which Sullivan Knopf, who's 26 years old, would perform nude in places that serve liquor. And her lawsuit is based on the fact that men can go bare-chested around, but women cannot. That it's discriminatory, and I actually agree with that, by the way. But Sullivan Knopf also wants to challenge the legal definition of a female breast and whether laws based on binary gender should be applied to non-conforming gender people. Another feminist screed went viral. This one was by Liz Lenz, and it basically is a tale about how she was married for a while and she began to feel unappreciated. So one day she just decided to stop cooking for her family because she decided cooking was oppressive, and she vowed never to do it again. And to nobody's surprise, the marriage soon fell apart. I experienced a little of that when my first marriage was coming apart. And in hindsight, my then bride wanted the marriage to be over, but she wanted me to be the bad guy. And I used to, every day, whatever Donahue and Oprah and all these other people were screaming about feminism on TV, I got to hear it that night. So, anyway, we've already heard the story about this Megan Murphy was banned from Twitter because she dared to point out that men are not women. And apparently, Murphy wrote that piece for Quillette to basically say, yeah, it used to be a banal thing to say, men are not women. It was like considered common sense. And in the left's crazy mixed up gender world, that's now considered heresy, almost terrorist speech. And apparently a lot of the tech giants are going along with this thing, where that if you say men are men and women are women, that your account can be closed. It really is loopy. It really is loopy. Over in Michigan, lawmakers want to pass a law to ban fast food chains from offering gender-specific toys. which I'll tell you right now is actually going to result in a loss of business for these fast food chains. Because if you take a bunch of boys and girls, and yes, even if you dress them in identical matching jumpsuits, and you put them in a room with a bunch of girl toys and boy toys, the boys will play with the boy toys and the girls will play with the girl toys. It's hardwired in. So if the kid goes into the fast food restaurant and he looks through that little plastic case and doesn't see something that they identify with, or just another icon from a recently released movie, they may decide they want a grown-up meal or not at all, or not to go back there at all here. Over in Midlothian, Virginia, at the Robius Middle School, they have banned any Christmas carols that mention the name of Jesus. And school administrators are explaining they made the decision to avoid singing anything of a direct sacred nature in order to be more sensitive to the increasing diverse population at the school. And, of course, the parents are not happy about that. Now, Christmas is about, supposedly, the birthday of Jesus / Joshua Christ, which actually took place in the spring. But the church basically plopped a ceremony over the Feast of the Saturnalia to help it sell. But it really is getting ridiculous. It's like Christmas is under attack. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Oh, you're being racist. You got the word white in there. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, it shows verbal abuse by his father and, you know, bullying by his fellow reindeer. Shouldn't show that at all. Okay, let's talk about computers. Some stories that are coming on out. As you know, Google right now is under a lot of criticism for what is being called the Dragonfly Project. And this is a project where China wanted Google to create a search engine that could be filtered and censored. And, of course, Google's supposed official purpose is to connect people with information all over the world. And apparently Google shut out privacy and security teams from this project when they got it underway. So go to the new search engines here. Another article, this from Cory Doctorow, and appearing in Activist Post. Yes, the European Union's new copyright directive is all about adding filters. And initially, of course, it's going to be these entertainment industry filters to make sure you're not playing copyrighted material, which shouldn't be. But, you know, it's going to grow to political filtering like we saw here during the run up to the midterms. There was clear political censorship taking place on our social media. Apparently, Sennheiser's had a little bit of a problem. Sennheiser, as you know, is a manufacturer of headphones, high-end. And apparently, they also make headphones that work through computers, like for gaming sets and so forth. Apparently, the vendor's Headset Up and Headset Up Pro applications install both a root certificate and its secret private key on Windows and Mac computers. And these keys can be used by scumbags to intercept and decrypt users' encrypted HTTPS web browsing. In effect, installing the Headset Up software leaves you open to having your web connection snooped on. Passwords can be stolen. It's a real mess out there. Okay, a couple of consumer product reports here. This is coming out of Natural News. For those people who are lactose intolerant, there's a substitute called almond milk, which is supposedly made from finely ground up almonds and a few other things in there. But apparently the commercially produced almond milk that you will buy at your supermarket is actually a fake beverage that is thickened with carrageenan instead of almonds. And part of that problem is that carrageenan can cause problems in your gut. And it's used in a lot of things as a thickening agent here. It's made from red seaweed. It's added to the almond milk to thicken and stabilize it. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our show after these two.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday. And apparently there is a new medical issue that is being looked at here in the United States. CDC and, for some reason, the Department of Defense are investigating this deadly disease. It's caused by this exotic tick, the Asian longhorn tick. It's a very fast multiplying tick and it can cause human hemorrhagic fever. And apparently this tick is the first invasive tick to arrive in the United States in about 80 years. It's native to eastern China, Japan, the Russian Far East, and the Korean Peninsula, and is now also established in Australia and New Zealand. Now, this particular species of tick reproduces at a much faster rate than most other species. One female tick can reproduce between 1,000 and 2,000 eggs in a single laying. That is very, very serious. And, of course, so is hemorrhagic fever, which reminds me, we have not actually heard anything more coming out of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where they were dealing with an Ebola outbreak. So maybe they did succeed in getting it under control. And that would be a really, really good thing. Meanwhile, over at NASA, apparently Curiosity spotted a very shiny rock, a super shiny object, and it was so intriguing that NASA is going to turn Curiosity around and go back and take a closer look. Boy, can you imagine if it turns out to be gold? Boy, the race for space would really be on here. If you're somebody who's been following Curiosity, there have been a couple of times when it would have been a good idea to turn around and go back and take a closer look. And I think that the most interesting one is an image called the Crab. And it was basically Curiosity was driving along this area, and off to one side was this embankment. And in this embankment, there was a hole. And protruding out of this hole was something that to me looked like a dead tree branch, root system. Just single log and then spreading out into all the various branches. Other people say could be a crab. Definitely does not look like anything else on the ground. That one they should have gone back and taken a look at, I think. But I really do get the feeling sometime, especially with this newest lander, which is not looking to confirm life, I think NASA doesn't want to look for life. I don't think they want to admit that they were wrong back in 1976. Or somebody somewhere is afraid of the sociological changes that would happen if life off of the Earth was actually confirmed. We all speculate it. We all guess about it. We all have our theories about it. Were it actually confirmed, other planets have life, it would be a socially transformative event. We human beings might put down all of our guns and say, let's unite together and find out who's out there. All right, there's the music. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They really need it. The equipment is on its last legs here, and we really do need the help to keep going. So have a really good weekend, and aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.